Oh my God, Samantha Hoblin, thank you so much for joining us again on Interview with an Artist. Now, you were actually my very first podcast guest before the podcast got its own proper little podcast thing, like on Apple iTunes or whatever it is. So you were my first guest on 2SER Radio in Sydney in October 2019. Fast forward to today, and you have just had your first solo exhibition at Wild Canary Gallery in Brisbane. How did that happen?
How did that happen, Willie? How did that happen? My goodness. When you kind of put it like that, I think people must think these things happen overnight. And I think for some people, maybe they do. But yeah, it has been, 2 years? And what a joy and a privilege to have been your first ever guest on Interview with an Artist. I think, you know, back then I just started selling then when we spoke. And I was still really working out what that all looked like, what my style was. Because when you start painting, I am very much self-taught and don't have any formal training, and so it's a real process to go through to really identify authentically who am I as a creative person and what is my style authentically without drawing inspiration too heavily from other people. Obviously we're inspired by, you know, many things as creative people, but to really find my niche, what felt good, what came out naturally. And as you can see now with what I do, it's all about more is more color and the absolute opposite to minimalism.
I love it. Oh my God. I love it so much. And your path to the easel has not been straightforward. In just a really high level overview, you painted in high school, but then give us the highlight reel to get to painting again now, because you're actually also a businesswoman.
I am. I took art in grade 9 and my art teacher gave me C's and told me I was pretty rubbish, so I stopped. I mean, come on, teachers, be encouraging. Words of encouragement, but you know, that's fine. So then I started building businesses, and probably 20 years ago, then 7 years ago, was building businesses and family. And that is brutal and amazing at the same time. And I just burnt out. And I got to this point where the realization was pushed on me that I needed to do something for me. And the thing that just came naturally, I guess, as a form of therapy, was to paint again. I hadn't picked up a paintbrush in probably a decade. So I went to an art store and bought a couple of canvases and a palette knife and some paints and brushes. And I then took them home and did nothing with them. They just sat there on the bench for 2 weeks, and I kept walking past them and I'd stare at them, and then I'd keep walking, keep going. And then my husband said, "Are you gonna do anything with those?" And I said, "Yeah, I will." And I think I was just too scared to start. And I think that's just such a life. That's such a big conversation in itself. Just sometimes in life we're so scared to just start and give it a crack to see what will happen and what might come of it. So I picked up those thick paints and I started painting, and it was awful. It was awful. Just, it was so, it just wasn't memorable at all. And so I put it up in part of our house, and I kept walking past it, maybe thinking, oh, maybe I'll see something in it if I walk past it for a few days. No, I did not see a thing in it. And so I then again asked my husband, you know, what do you think? And he responded with, the colors are beautiful, which really meant it's awful. And it really was. It was. But the learning from that is that you've just got to start. and your first painting, it's probably going to be awful. Like the first bit of writing someone might do, it's going to be awful. Like when I first started business, I was literally Googling how to build a website because it was before Shopify, before, you know, these amazing platforms and tech that we have now. So I just started and then proceeded to paint regularly. And I think through that consistency and practice, naturally some form of refinement and improvement came from that.